Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity for jihad and also the rewards of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. Yesterday we did a hadith of Hazrat Anas ibn al-Nadhar radiyallahu anhu that he missed the battle of Badr. As we know, the battle of Badr was the first major battle, and also it wasn't something that was compulsory. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made it such that those that wanted to join could join, that those didn't want to join didn't need to join. It wasn't set out to be a battle initially. Later on it became a battle. But this affected him so much that he missed that opportunity of going in battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah ta'ala give us that quality. Sometimes we miss a salat, or sometimes we miss an opportunity to do good, or sometimes we cause it in terms of our eyes, we spoil it, we look at something wrong, or we end up making ghibat and we don't even realize, or we listen to ghibat. But some ask ourselves, does that really affect us? Here there was something that was optional, something that was voluntary. He missed it, the Battle of Badr, and it affected him so much that he made the statement. He said that if Allah Ta'ala gives me the opportunity to fight the mushrikeen, Allah will show what I will do. If Allah Ta'ala ever gives me that opportunity, I missed one chance. I didn't get that one chance. But if I get another chance, if Allah gives me that opportunity, I will show Allah what I will do. In other words, a firm commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the battle of Uhud, after the battle of Badr was the next battle of Uhud, he made this firm resolve that he's going to sacrifice and give everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He meets Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu on the way, and he tells Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu, I take an oath in the Kaaba Sharif that I desire paradise. I can smell the fragrance of Jannah even closer than the Mount of Uhud. The mountain of Uhud is right there at the battle site. But closer than even this mountain, I can smell the fragrance of Jannat. Such was his commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his nephew, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he explains that after he fought valiantly and became shaheed, we found on his body more than 80 sword wounds, spear stabs and arrow shots on his body. In other words, he fought and fought and fought. More than 80 strikes he took before he was eventually martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, we believe that this verse of the Quran Sharif, which Allah ta'ala says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ, that amongst the believers, there are men who are true to the pledge which they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made a pledge after the battle of Badr, and he was firm and he was true to this pledge. He fought like a lion. 80 wounds hit his body before he passed away. Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq, inshallah, of having that firm desire. If we miss out one opportunity, we don't give it up. We make that niyat, that firm resolve. Whether it's a guna, I'm going to give up the guna completely. If it's a good action that I missed and I should have done it, I make the resolve that I'm going to do it, inshallah. There's a short hadith here. We'll just do this for today and we will terminate. An Samura radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ra'aytu al-laylata rajulaini atayani fasa'ida bil-shajara. فادخلاني دارا هي احسن وافضل لم ارى قط احسن منها قالا اما هذه الدار فدار الشهداء رواه البخاري. Hazrat Samura radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, last night I dreamt that two men came to me and we climbed a tree together. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that last night I dreamt that two men came to me. These were angels that had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we climbed a tree together. They then led me into a house that was most beautiful and magnificent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I have never seen a house more beautiful than it. They said, this house is the house of the shuhada, those people that become shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a special house amongst the various ni'mats that Allah ta'ala gives to them. Is a special house in Jannah. This is the lofty rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the martyrs. Allah pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One common error people make today, and mistake that people make today, is with the cell phones. Very often end up viewing wrong things, seeing wrong things. But ask ourselves, are we prepared to sacrifice that and give it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or at least delete those apps, or delete those groups from our phone wherein wrong is being seen, videos, etc., being posted. Are we getting the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, or are we getting the displeasure of Allah ta'ala? These nights of Bara'ah that come, the month of Ramadan that is coming, is for this purpose, so that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and the last moments of our lives become the best moments of our lives. This can only happen if daily a person is taking stock and seeing what is coming between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's correcting it and he's making an effort to move forward in a positive direction. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.